Listeners, it's my absolute pleasure to welcome into the studio Trish Springsteen. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Rosemary.
And welcome back into the studio. It's been a long time since we've been able to do that, so it's great.
Absolutely delighted to be here.
Great. Trish is a multi-international award-winning trainer and mentor, a director of business and professional women's association, and an international best-selling author. Today we wanted Trish to tell us a little bit about her role in life as an author. Will you do that for us, Trish, and let us know how you learned to write and do your public speaking?
Absolutely delighted to. A role as an author was not something that I actually planned to do, and being a public speaker was something else I hadn't actually planned to do. And so what happened was I sort of fell into the speaking when I went to visit a group to make some friends. Ended up joining that group because it was Toastmasters, and this is going back about 26 years. That's where my speaking journey really took off, when I became, got to really believe in myself, realised I had a message and that I could speak. So that's what I was really focused on. And when I started my business around about 2006, it was all about speaking and all about communication. Then along the way, it was thought, okay, if we want to boost our credibility, we should have a book. So my business partner and I wrote a book at the beginning of our business life, and being very lazy people, we took a shortcut. We looked at our blog, because we'd been blogging for a couple of years, took some of our best blogs and turned it into our first book. And I thought, okay, that's fine. Still didn't see myself as an author till about 5 years ago. And I was asked to contribute a chapter for a book in America. And at that stage, I thought, I'm a speaker, not really a writer. And I said, no. And then they came back and they nagged me and nagged me. And I thought, well, Trish, you know, I gave myself a slap across the face. You work with people telling them to step outside their comfort zone and always grab opportunities. So you better walk your talk. And I thought, it really doesn't matter if it doesn't work too well, because it's in America. Nobody in Australia is going to hear it. So I did it. Big mistake. People in Australia read it and they liked it. So fast forward from about that 5 years, I discovered that I loved writing. I could write. And what I do when I write as I speak. I just channel it down. So since then, I've added to that original couple of books, and I'm now up to 19 books that I have authored, co-authored, or been a contributing author to.
My goodness me. And I was just going to ask, you know, how did you start writing? I think you've answered that question very nicely.
Well,
but what inspired you, Trish?
Well, what inspires me about writing, and why I wholeheartedly embraced it once I got over that mindset that said I couldn't do it, was the fact that nobody throws books away. They may put them on their shelf. They may read them cover to cover. They may just skim it. They'll probably pass it on to someone. Or if they want to, they'll donate it to a secondhand bookstore. And for me, a book is a legacy. It's a legacy. We're only on this earth for a short time, medium time, long term. But our footprints on this earth can very easily disappear. And I absolutely firmly believe that everybody has a story inside them. And putting that into words and putting it into that book is a legacy, because it sends shivers down my back, the thought that maybe in 20 or 30 years, someone walks into a secondhand bookstore or goes on to Amazon, because my Kindle book would still be up there, and buys that book and finds that a chapter, a paragraph resonates with them and probably or maybe changes their life. That to me is leaving a legacy. And every time I think about that, it sends a shiver up my back, and that's what inspires me to write.
To keep going. Well done. Well done. Now, I know there is a thread that links all of the books to each other, your own life experiences or other lives that have touched you. Tell us a little tweeny bit about that.
Yes, look, my first book was a business book, as I said, and it was my blogs. The second book I wrote was another business book, and it's called Creating Confident Communicators, and that's still selling very well. So then from there, the ones that I do a contributing chapter two, there's got to be something that resonates with me. And usually it's a message, inspirational thought, or an informational message that I can give that might help someone make their business or their personal growth easier. The two outstanding compilations that I've done are basically based around experiences in my life. And that was touched by breast cancer because I am a survivor of breast cancer, going on nearly 10 years now. And that was a compilation that I wanted to people who've been touched by breast cancer to be able to contribute and share. And I'm very proud of that one. And it's one that I was speaking about during October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the second one, which was my most recent one, which has been out for about 12 months, is Forever Changed by Suicide. And that one is because we lost our son Craig to suicide in 2007. And suicide is a word that many people shy away from. And I wanted to give an opportunity for people who have been changed by suicide. Either they've gone through that and come out the other side, or they've lost people, or they deal with people and help them. And that gave an opportunity for people to share those stories, because I'm of the belief that, okay, if you've lost someone to suicide, that's not something I would wish on anybody. But we shouldn't just close ourselves off from sharing that person's name. And I know society is getting better at it, but there's been a tendency to say, oh, you know, if it's suicide, people don't know how to respond to it, or they don't know what to say about it. And my view is those people, well, the length of their time, were here on the earth, and we need to honour their name. And that's why I was the impetus inspiration for that book, because I wanted to honour Craig's name. And as a side note, his book that I'm doing will be coming out next year, and it's a book about him, his life, our family, and how things were before and after.
Sounds as that'll be a very interesting read, Trish. I'm just also wanting to ask, every writer approaches their work different in different ways. After all, we're all individuals. But you're interested, I'm interested to know where you decided to write the book. And, you know, where did you start, for goodness sake? How did you write your first book? You know, what was that all about?
Okay. There are so many ways to approach book writing. And it's one of the things I love to share, because I mentioned that I think everybody has a story and they all have a message to think. But a lot of people get to a block and think, well, I can't write. I'm not going to write 30,000 word book. I'm not going to write a 50,000 word book. I don't know where to start. And I'm just happy putting my little stories maybe in my head, or sharing them verbally with the family, or maybe even some people just write them down in their computer, but they stay in that computer. So there's a couple of ways to start. I mentioned the first one, which is how we did our first book. So those people who are business people who've got a blog, you've got your book there already. You just need to go to your blog, find a few lots of blog posts that are common theme, change the titles, change maybe the tweak the words, and you have a book. Now, those who want to write an information book and they haven't got one anywhere to bring it from, or they want to write their memoirs or share their family history, 500 words a day for 30 days is a 15,000 word book. Mm. And that's a book for today, because people like short books. So you just start with 500. The thing that stops people is they think 30,000. So one of my favourite quotes is, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Absolutely.
How do you write your book? 500 words at a time. Mm. Some days it'll be more, some days it'll be less, but you're writing. Then for those who think, oh, I don't want to sit at the computer and write, well, hey, grab your phone, put it on record, and when you're sitting there at the table sharing all those stories with the family, record it. Or when you're walking, record what you're thinking, and then you can easily transcribe. And for those who find writing, speaking, the next step is a ghostwriter. A ghostwriter will sit down with you
and do it. Yeah.
Have a conversation all afternoon, and then write the words and the story in your words give them to you and you own that. They don't have anything to do with it, but they have done the writing for you and helped you. So there is no excuse. If you've got poetry, if you've got short stories, and I know, and it doesn't matter about age because I'm going to put a plug in for my mum. Mm-hmm. My mum is 87 years old, always wanted to write her book. 4 weeks ago, she published her first book. So people, age is no barrier. Mindset is no barrier. There is technology to help you. There is no excuse. It's a shame if you left this earth without sharing the stories that are locked inside you.
Trish, we're going to leave it at that for the moment. I mean, how exciting we could continue to talk on and on. Listeners, that was Trish Springsteen. And as I said before, she is a multi-international award-winning trainer and mentor and also a best-selling author. So just keep your eyes and ears open for any published works by Trish Springsteen. Thank you very much for talking to us today, Trish. It was lovely.
Absolutely. I'm honoured to be able to come and share some of my stories.
Thank you.